The other day, this is just a light last question, so we don't end things on a...
No, it's all
the other day you tweeted that you thought It's a Wonderful Life was a very depressing holiday film. And I just thought I'd ask you why you thought of that.
Well, I
or why you... Yeah, go ahead.
We often think of noir, film noir, as the fatalistic, unhappy ending. The years ago, I read this definition of the difference between Greek tragedy and Elizabethan tragedy. I believe it comes from Horace Walpole, that in Greek tragedy, we say, what a pity it had to happen. And in Elizabethan tragedy, we say, what a pity it had to happen when it might have happened otherwise. Noir is a world where things can't happen otherwise. They're fated. There's an inexorable progression to some dismal end. Detour would be the prime example of that idea. Detour is perhaps my favorite American movie. But what about the movie that has the faded happy ending? That no matter what you do, it will always turn out happy. Perhaps that's even more appalling. And yes, I do give It's a Wonderful Life as my example.
All right. Fair enough. You can find Errol Morris's newest book, Believing is Seeing, on the bookshelves now or at Amazon.com, as well as his newest film, Tabloid, at Amazon.com and on video on demand. Errol Morris, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. I hope I haven't been too ornery.
Not at all.